Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The government printing presses have been working overtime.
They're printing up the budget. President Obama's budget comes out today. It's full of freezes and cuts as the White House tries to show it's serious about getting massive deficits under control.
But Republicans want to cut way, way deeper, down to the bone. And if the two sides don't agree soon, those printing presses and everything else of the government would sound more like this.
What have they done? Do we need to shut this down?
My bad. Shut it down.
This is
shut it down!
S that D. Shut it down. Deal breaker.
This is disgusting. Shut it down.
Spending fights for the rest of this generation and even the rest of this month. The budget crisis isn't on the horizon anymore. It's on your doorstep. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 14th. I hope you haven't forgotten that it's Valentine's Day, in which case you're going to need to buy a card real soon. John Hockenberry is out all week. I'm joined by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning,
Celeste.
Don't
say oops. That it makes somebody's heart go pity-pat. Let's check right into the top headlines this morning. We'll start with the sounds of unrest that are spreading across the Mideast this morning.
We are not terrorism. We are normal people. We love life. We love this country. We love democracy. We love our children. For that we are here.
From Yemen, where protesters are clashing with police for a fourth straight day. And then in Bahrain, where security forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to break up the protests. And Algeria, where clashes broke out over the weekend. This morning, Algeria's government announced it will end its 19-year-old state of emergency over the next few days. The sounds are different in Iran, though. This is the sound of silence because thousands of security forces are on the streets this morning trying to prevent a planned protest from taking place. There are reports of small crowds coming together in Tehran and other cities, but they were quickly broken up by the police. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority took a preemptive step this morning to prevent the democracy contagion from spreading there. They announced the resignation of the entire cabinet. And on the streets of Egypt this morning, thousands of state employees, from ambulance drivers to transport workers, are protesting in Cairo to demand better pay. This morning, Egypt's military leaders are reportedly preparing to ban strikes in an attempt to restore order. Over the weekend, the Egyptian army declared martial law, dissolved the parliament, and suspended the constitution until elections will be held later this year. Military and opposition leaders are meeting again today to map out the best course for the country, but some protesters remain cautiously optimistic.
We don't want the army to take over. We want them just to stand guard as the people wait and demand from the army to execute our demands.
We're going to have more on what's next for Egypt and the Middle East throughout the morning. Here at home, President Obama releases his $3 trillion budget for next year. It will include cuts to public health and the military, but boost spending to education and research. The president says his budget will reduce the deficit by over $1 trillion over the next decade. Keep in mind, though, Congress hasn't yet passed this year's budget. And the Grammys were handed out last night. If I was scared, I would. That is Arcade Fire. They took home Album of the Year. Lady Antebellum, a country group, won 5 awards, including Record and Song of the Year. But the biggest surprise, jazz bassist Esperanza Spalding beat out Justin Bieber and a few others for Best New Artist. You go. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,273. The S&P at 1,329. The NASDAQ at 2,809. Coming up, we're going to later this hour check back in with Nancy Youssef, an Egyptian-American and friend of the program who's going to put some of the protests in context. But in the meantime, it is Valentine's Day, and we're hoping you will call us with your favorite or least favorite love song. Curtis Mankerseal from Tucson points out this is his worst one, Muskrat Love. He says he has to hear it a bunch at work all the time. I'm sorry, Curtis. It's pretty.